proving that just about anybody can talk about trucks. Live from Tampa, Florida, Minot, North Dakota, it's Talk CDL, the Trucker Show, with Troy and Tyler. Now, let's talk CDL.
Hey, this is Troy, and welcome to Talk CDL, the Trucker Show. I'm Troy, and this is
Tyler.
All right. Well, hey, listen, we got a lot to talk about today. What's today's date, Tyler?
Oh, the 9th?
No, don't even know.
I don't even know. I think it's
we're in September,
it's the
9th. Right? 2016.
Yep. September 2016.
All right.
The 9th.
Hey, Tyler, real quick, why don't you tell them how they can find us? You know, we got to do that every time.
Yes.
And don't forget to tell them, like us on Facebook.
Yes. Well, I don't have to tell them. You already told them, but I'll say find us on TalkCDL.com. All the episodes get posted there. You know, as soon as they come out. But if you want to get updates on whenever episodes are going to come out, the topics and all the articles on topics, TalkCDL.com. You can look in the footer of the episode, as well as Facebook.com/TalkCDL. You can see the updates in the community there. We're going strong. I think over 10,000 people on TalkCDL.
All right.
Something like that.
We're somewhere right around that 10,000 mark. Yeah.
Yep.
For nearly 40 years, owner-operators have trusted Mercer Transportation to provide them with the freight and support needed to be successful. A 100% owner-operator company, Mercer provides a strong foundation for owner-operators to build their business on. When you're considering your next move, we encourage you to consider Mercer Transportation. Rock solid, owner-operator driven. For more information, visit us today at mercertown.com. That's mercertown.com.
And today we have John with us, right?
Yeah, we got John with us. And John's, you know, he's been around for a long time, and he's just kind of joined the team recently. And John, welcome, brother.
Thanks. But, you know, before I get on the show, we never did talk about my contract and the royalties from the show.
Wow. Hey, you know what I like about him? He's already a smartass.
Already yeah. There, man. He's already there.
Yeah, it's kind of an oxymoron.
If
smart
only,
and ass.
If only we made money from the show.
We would give him royalties.
We'd give him royalties.
No. But does he have like royal blood or what?
Well, I'm on the show now, so I think you will.
Oh, my gosh.
Ooh, this guy. He's a car salesman by trade, so he's
All right.
But he's not a car salesman no more. He's a trucking guy.
Yeah, right? He's in trucking.
He's in trucking. We brought him in.
He's in. Once you're in, you don't care.
I hear the only thing lower than a car salesman is a lawyer. Is that true?
I think that's pretty much on.
Your bachelor's degree wasn't in law, was it? Yeah, I know you have one. So,
all right.
So, what are we talking about today?
Hey, listen, real quick. We don't have long. It's a short show. So, just real quick, a couple things I wanted to bring up. And in fact, there's a couple things that we can kind of be on the watch out for right now. There is. Let's see here in Baltimore County, of course, in the Baltimore area, Southern PA, Baltimore, Maryland area. It says Baltimore County approves major fine increase for parking semis in neighborhoods. And you know, Tyler, how many times in the last year did we have shows involving all the damn parking that everybody's screwing truckers out of? You know, they're all like even Walmart doesn't allow truck parking as much as they used to. If you've looked at the new Walmarts, the new ones going up around here, it's almost impossible to get a truck in there and a camper. They used to invite truckers to park. Now truckers are being like shunned from everywhere. And this county in Baltimore, which are in the Baltimore area called Baltimore County, they just quadrupled the fines isn't that crazy?
Wow.
Quadrupled the fines for truckers. I mean, these guys are out there just trying to make a living. They nobody wants to. You know what? I think every state should be obligated to provide free freaking parking for the working men in their community. But here, let me read this article. It says, on Tuesday night, the Baltimore County City Council unanimously. I mean, this is, I want to say they're scumbags. Can I say that they're scumbags?
Sure.
You know, okay, they're scumbags.
No, why not?
And listen, if anybody wants to sue me, I got permission to call you guys scumbags.
Yeah, I gave it to them.
There it is. So yeah. It says they unanimously voted to increase the penalties for parking a semi in a residential neighborhood in spite of the fact that there is a huge truck parking shortage in the area. It says councils unanimously approve. Check this out. The ruling comes after complaints. Of course, you know what's funny? People all these people out there, they want to complain about truckers parking in their neighborhoods, but they would be crying like little babies if we didn't deliver their milk and their bread and their food and their clothing and their babies' toys. You know what? I say take away their babies' rattle and their toys and let the babies just cry with the stuff that comes on trucks. Maybe that'll let them.
I don't think we should punish the babies.
Yeah, I want to punish the babies.
No, what do the babies do? I don't want that. I have a baby. I don't want her to
That's
keep
right.
screaming.
If your baby, okay, if we took away your baby's toys, Tyler, and taught her it's because they screwed the truckers, she would grow up trying to protest for truckers.
Yeah, and then I would lose a job.
Listen to this. It says this means that truckers parking in the neighborhood in Baltimore County will be fined $250 to $500. And listen to this. Here's the screwy part. It's a misdemeanor charge.
Wow.
So exactly. So not only do you get a big screwball fine having to find a parking space for your livelihood, right? But you also get a criminal record.
That is insane. You know,
let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Send it.
If the trucker is taking a nap in the back, technically he's still in the truck. Can he still get fined?
He's parked.
He's parked. That's a good answer. Yeah, he's parked. He's got his parking brake out. That means he's parked.
Yeah, he's parked. He's sitting there. He's idling. He's no longer on the road. I would imagine there has to be some sort of time frame, and maybe it'll be up to the discretion of whoever's writing the ticket, but some sort of time frame that'll justify how long you have to sit there to be considered parked.
And then here's what else it says. The new ruling also makes it easier for the county to tow the trucks that are parked in residential areas by giving the Department of Permits, Approvals, and Inspections power to order a tow. Baltimore County Police will also retain their right to order a tow for a parked semi. I'll be honest with you, man. This is a bunch of BS. Now, not only does the trucker, you know, here's a trucker. If Baltimore, how many, obviously these big cities have more truckers in them than the country does. So you're inside the loop. You need trucks delivering to you. You need trucks to support your local neighborhood. They pay taxes. Everything the trucking industry does for everybody is money. Let's be honest, it's money. And yet you're going to penalize the guys that are doing the labor. I mean, I'll be honest with you, I'm pissed off about this actual article, Tyler. And I'm telling you,
you know, I can see where they're coming from. I'm going to be the devil's advocate here.
I'm pissed at Tyler now.
Yeah, everyone's going to be pissed at me, but I can see where they're going at, because sometimes, and I've seen it in so many different areas, you know, in some of the Florida small towns, some of the small towns here in North Dakota. And now most of the guys here, they got lots of land, they got plenty of room for their trucks and everything. But some of those smaller areas kind of seem like maybe they were the ones that spoiled it for everyone else, because a lot of truckers don't really care. You know, they got that cocky attitude. They pull up in there and they just kind of ruin the neighborhood in a sense. They don't, maybe they're the guys that don't take care of their trucks, not very visually appealing. You know, maybe that's not a very good justification, but there's reasons behind it for public safety as well, I think.
All right, Tyler, let me say this. I do see your point, all right? But let me just say this. And you're right. One bad apple always spoils it for the whole bunch. Yeah. It's an old saying. But now think about this. You know where I stand on this. These guys are the working men and women out there busting their brains out to do a job. You come home and all of a sudden you have nowhere to park your truck. Now, let me tell you something. You're right. We did some articles on truckers that, like, they're throwing piss bottles. What they call them? Trucker bombs?
Trucker bombs.
And there's videos where truckers pull into parking lots in the back and they're like emptying out the garbage, the McDonald's crap onto the side of the road or on the parking lot. That does hurt truckers also. I will say that. But in the long term, okay, I really believe. In fact, let me read the rest of this. The Maryland Motor Truck Association says that the lack of available truck parking along I-70, I-83, and I-95 is at the root of the problem, and that increasing fines is not an effective long-term solution. So
I don't think so either.
Well, even the Maryland Motor Truck Association is saying that this is really not a solution. I mean, really, to be honest with you, all this is going to do is just create more friction between truckers and everybody else.
Yeah, but I also think that, you know, you're talking about like Baltimore. You know, it's like, where are they going to... It's already such a congested city as it is. How are you going to make a parking lot layout? Unless you go through some of maybe the really bad towns, but you know, that's people's, you know, homes. You know, where are you going to get the space to lay out, you know, acres of parking?
Tyler, the counties and the state owns enough land that they could, just like rest areas, right? They can literally make make a, well, what's the word I'm looking for?
I just think that it's a bigger decision because you do that. You make that decision. It needs to be done. Don't get me wrong. There needs to be something that's figured out, but that's not a decision that affects just our generation. That's generations to come forever because that's going to be there, right? So it's like when you're deciding to build a mall in an area, you know, that unless you rip down that mall's going to be there for some time.
Tyler,
so,
what do you think? What does John think of all this?
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I was like, you know, we're rambling on, but we got a guest on the show today and a continued guest. So it'd be kind of be rude of us to not to ask him, you know, what is his experience? What is your experience, John? You know, you're from some city areas. Well, what is your experience with having trucks inside like the, you know, your town areas and just around and parking near houses and stuff?
What's your opinion?
Well, you know,
that's a great opinion, you know, John. We really appreciate that. I
experienced this problem myself because I was a transportation officer over in the Middle East. So we kind of parked wherever we wanted to over there.
Yeah, I guess. You know what I mean? Yeah, you kind of did.
When we were in Afghanistan, we just kind of parked wherever we felt like parking. No one complained.
You parked it like you owned it.
Own it.
And, you know, I think maybe help combat this problem. First of all, it takes a village. I think we should all pitch in, starting with Tyler. I understand you have a pretty big yard there. So I think it would be a good idea if you let some of the truckers just park
in my yard. You know, I would say if it was possible to fit one in my yard, maybe. You know, but I can guarantee if a semi pulled up in my yard, they're not getting out. But I see what you're saying.
I think if Troy was behind the wheel, he'd find a way to get it in your yard.
Yeah. Maybe we can, I mean, hey, that's a business. You know, during festivals, people open up their yards for people to park in it. You know, hey, you know, maybe that's an idea, but that doesn't help us with the law that's going to be in place to not allow trucks parked in people's land. So
no, but, you know, but seriously, what about these big box retailers? I mean, they have trucks coming in and out all the time.
That's not a bad idea.
They should have a little bit of empathy for the truckers that are delivering the goods. You know, Walmart, Target, malls.
You know,
they got the big parking lots. You're telling me these guys can't park at the other end of the lot? I mean, come on, that's ridiculous.
That's not a bad idea. If you started taking all these industrial parks deliveries all the time and said, listen, you from here on out are obligated to 20% of your parking lot that's not being used for truck parking, and that is going to be a law. That almost sounds like Nazism. I don't know if we could do that.
Yeah, it'd be kind of difficult. But, you know, you'd have
like
to have
the idea, of the state or the county. For real.
Well, it would be a state or county law that implements that to say if you own, like, for example, military bases, you know, you have to have a certain percentage of your land being grass, right? Nowadays, you can't have a certain amount of concrete because it's not, we'll say, agriculturally pleasant or something. I don't know, some tree hugger stuff. But so, you know, the same kind of idea can be implemented, you know, for the public safety, having parking areas that they have to be justified in order for certain corporations to have. And a good example is Home Depot downtown, actually, here in Minot. They just took like a quarter of their parking lot and built like a 3-building like shopping mall in it that you can be for lease. Instead of selling your parking lot for that, maybe they could have actually made it into some truck parking or something along those lines. Something can definitely be done. So I like that idea, John. But
well, you know what? Think of the PR behind it, too. These big companies like, you know, Target, Walmart, whatever, they're always having these commercials on TV about how they try to help out the community. I mean, can you imagine if they had some sort of PR campaign where part of it was, you know, this guy has to leave his wife and family for 3 weeks. He's coming home for a few days. We like to help out the community. This guy lives in our community. We help him out by allowing them to park their trucks on the other end of the lot, whatever.
Oh, you could market it to sound like you're the best company in the world helping out the community for sure. And that aspect, tap into the old fashioned, you know, cowboys of the road, you know, and you can make it sound juicy for sure. And it is something that is juicy and needs to be taken care of. But
if you have a trucking company that's delivering freight to one of the big box places, whether it's a grocery store or departments, maybe there's some way for them to communicate and say, look, you're one of our best customers. We deliver freight to you all the time. Our driver lives in your area there. Can we work out some sort of arrangement that when we have drivers that are delivering freight to you, that they can use your parking lot at the other end down there?
Yeah, I mean, that
sounds reasonable to me.
That would be a good idea to implement something like that in the contracts. Hey, if our guys are delivering, utilize the receiver's, you know, parking lot for overnight parking or extended parking in your city and things along that nature. Good points, John.
Our live Facebook presentation last night.
Right.
Yeah.
Man, that's like a closing thoughts thing. That's not like a whole other topic.
No, just a few seconds of it.
Yeah.
I mean, think about this. which is really, we want to thank everybody.
Definitely.
And it's still growing. I mean, we're just approaching 1,000 views. People sending us some really nice comments and messages and stuff like that. And we want to thank everybody that will be listening to this show here for the kind words. And the community is growing very rapidly. And it's just been an honor to be part of this show. I mean, be honest, Tyler, it's kind of humbling when you see, I mean, we've got people sending us messages like, hey, never knew who you were, but you do great work and stuff like that. Yep. I mean, praise God, man. That's really nice thoughts.
Yeah, I think that's pretty awesome that people, and we're going to be doing those live show things in the closing thoughts for me on that aspect before I get John's closing thoughts. The fact that those live shows can reach out to that many people, we'll be doing more of those. And you'll be able to find those on Facebook only. Obviously, it's a Facebook Live option. So be sure to like us on Facebook.com/TalkCDL so you can kind of, you know, see us. And I'm sure maybe John will be on one when Troy gets back to Florida. Maybe they'll say hi there. And
well, we're going to be setting up the studio different. So I'll have John in the live studio a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, he'll be, because he's around a lot.
Yep. Pretty awesome. So, John, what is your final thoughts, man? What is what's your ideas for the future? You going to stick with us?
Yeah, you know, it's touch and go. you know, it depends on my boss and how he treats me when he gets back. So, but
all right.
So far so good. And don't like us on Facebook. Love us. They got the love button now.
Yeah, they do have a love button. That's funny because I said that on the live show. I said hardest. I said hardest.
Using the love button, and I have a feeling I have a feeling that our ratings are going to skyrocket now that you have me on the show.
it's like he's the new Padlo almost. He got kind of like a Padlo attitude with it.
A diesel.
Yeah,
he could be taking Diesel's place.
Yeah, we have to find a different name.
I'll get to give him a nickname.
I'm going to get a nickname. Johnny boy?
No. How about
something different? Something more raw.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling
you, we'll come up with something.
It'll be trucking. Anyways,
it'll be trucking, really.
It's gotta be a manly trucker name. So you guys work on that for next
right.
show. And I'll let you know if I accept it.
All right. Bubba, it is.
You know, something like Fuzzy Bunny or something.
Fuzzy Bunny. Yeah. All right.
Anyways, let me just keep it simple. Praise God for what we do. I thank him for everything. This show, my life, my family, the whole nine yards, wisdom, everything. Listen, if we're available and alive tomorrow, we are going to be doing another show tomorrow, Tyler, if we can, right?
Yep, sure hope so.
No guarantee for tomorrow because we got that birthday party we're going to be going to.
Got my daughter's birthday party, actually.
Got a little one-year-old. Yep. All right. So if we have time, we're going to do a show. And next week, we're going to try to do another live show. We're going to try to do another live show before we go back to Florida.
Yep.
So if we can, watch for another live show. If Tyler and I can get a hold of some really cool trucker or something, we'll do an interview.
And he's talking about Facebook Live, by the way.
The Facebook Live thing. Okay. Yeah. You know, other than that, you know what? I really don't have anything except, like Tyler keeps telling everybody, head over to Facebook, like us. And unless we're seeing messages, are we seeing messages about us getting out of town? Or someone's going to shoot us? Do we see something?
No, I think we're pretty solid to
get
stay.
Get out of town, talk CDL.
No, we're not yet. You know, we've talked about starting up a rumors ourselves just to kind of do some publicity stunt, but I don't think we've successfully did it. Maybe don't.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, no, truckers, slow down. We're not done yet, okay? I just want to remind you guys, before you hit that close button, don't forget to head over to TalkCDL.com, check out our previous episodes, and don't forget to check out our resources page where there's tons of resources for truckers out on the road, truckers' families, some apps, some organizations, and more. So head over to TalkCDL.com/resources and check us out there. Also, don't forget to follow us on Facebook at Facebook.com/TalkCDL. You can also find us on iTunes, and we would greatly appreciate it if you head over to iTunes, click on the review section and give us a review. It would really help other truckers find us, and it'll also help us find out how well we're doing for you guys. Thank you so much. Once again, drive safe, guys, and we'll see you on the next show.